the time in the world. We've been listening to The Shakers. The title of the album is Living in the Shadow of a Spirit. And it has an interesting story. I'm just reading from the back of the LP. This record deals with a series of events which took place in Adams, Tennessee between 1817 and 1820. During that time, the family of John Bell, etc., a farmer in that area, was persecuted unmercifully by an unseen spirit known popularly as the Bell Witch. And apparently the spirit would come to be known as Kate. And let's see. Well, it's interesting. It says here, the spirit showed the utmost admiration and respect for wife Lucy Bell and allowed no one to say anything remotely unkind regarding her, which I think is quite beautiful. And the spirit's two objectives were to torment the life out of old John Bell and to separate daughter Betsy from her fiancé, Joshua Gardner. So it's an interesting story with a book on the subject called A Mysterious Spirit, The Bell Witch of Middle Tennessee. The music itself has been really quite beautiful. And so that's The Shakers. And I've been going back and forth between The Shakers and Shakespeare's Sister, which I also hadn't heard of before. That was also really enjoyable. I think both of them have similar energies, and I've been trying to listen to more women singers, women artists, women musicians, just as a good habit to cultivate. And I'm going to read a PSA, numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And it's about the distribution of wealth in the world. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined, according to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos. These 8 men own the same as 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. I feel like these are quite like widely known statistics, but I think it's worth a reminder. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Important to think about, especially when we're thinking about the Elon Musk and the Jeff Bezos of the world, etc. These very powerful rich men. And on that note, I'm going to play a little Santana, which will be very different from, or not that different, but just pretty different from what I've been listening to. I always listen to Santana in the car with my dad, so I'm really looking forward to a sort of a nostalgic trip. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you've been enjoying this hour and a half or so, maybe an hour or so. And I'll be here till 8, so enjoy.
in your eyes, let it begin with me. Brand new day, fresh new way to live. The morning is calling. Walk with me unto the sun. Everything is coming away. Everything is coming away. Everything is coming away.
Again, The Shakers on Living in the Shadow of a Spirit. Beautiful album, in my opinion. And we've also been listening to Santana a little bit, which I hope you've been enjoying. And up next, we have a I guess a band called When People Were Shorter and Lived Near the Water, and I've never heard anything by them, but I was really gripped by the name of the group. In an album called Porgy, which I guess is, you know, alluding to Porgy and Bess. I actually don't know how it's pronounced. Maybe I should find out. Again, this is Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We've been having an evening of vinyl, which has been quite fun, I think. Stay tuned, probably for more vinyl. And I'm not sure who's taking the show after mine, or after Savoir Faire, but if no one's coming in, I might stick around and play a little more music. And if you'd rather I don't, like, let me know and I'll get out of here.